broadcasting from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else, inside or outside the great state of Texas, we welcome you to the Chad Hasty Show. Glad to have you with us on this Friday, March 20th of 2026. Isn't it nice? Isn't it nice to be here on a Friday? We are glad that you've joined us. We've got a lot to talk about. It's a Friday, so that means it's an open line Friday where you get to sound off on anything, any topic, any issue, anything that you would like to talk about. It's pretty much all fair game on a Friday. All you have to do is get in touch with us and bring up the issue at hand, the topic that you would like to get into, and of course we can do that here on the program. Of course, we've got news when it comes to Iran to talk about. We've got new polling in the U.S. Senate race here in Texas that we can get to. We've got AI that we can talk about today. We've got latest intelligence on Iran, and is the government close to collapsing in Tehran? We'll talk about that as the show continues today. Of course, we also combine a little bit of the politics of the day, a little bit of the news of the day on this Friday into some other kind of fun topics that we could get into. A little bit of day-to-day issues that are out there that are not as serious as maybe something like, I don't know, war in the Middle East. So we've got a lot to get into, a lot on the plate today. We will not have enough time to get to it all, but we'll have time to get to a lot of it. And, of course, we want to hear from you. You've heard from everybody else all day long today. Now it's your chance, your opportunity to sound off on anything that you want to talk about. How do you do that? It's real simple. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can text in, give us your name and where you're listening from. That way we can give you a proper shout out whenever you text into the program. You can also tap the app, send us a message that way. You can even send us a voice memo over the weekend. Did you know you could do that? Maybe there's something that pops up over the weekend and you just want to send us a voice memo. You can do that as well. You can always send in your text, voice memos, etc. To the app chat. Just make sure you send it to the Chad Hasty Show, and we'll get it. You can also reach us on social media at Chad Hasty Radio. And, yes, you can always call us at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, I saw him in line at just chatting it up with just random baristas around town today. It's our good friend Nick. Nick, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm wondering how long we can get this joke running. We're on day three.
Yep.
So starting strong.
Yeah. Look, as long as I keep getting text messages about it, I'm not going to abandon it. I think it's just
place the blame on someone else.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep going with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you have a good day today?
I did have a good day. It was a little impacted.
Yeah.
When I heard this morning the tragic news.
Yeah.
Beloved action movie star Chuck Norris.
Yes.
Passing away.
Yeah.
86, I believe. Which to me doesn't seem that's not old.
No.
You know, it's a few years.
No.
But
yeah.
You know, it was a little surprising.
Yeah. I honestly didn't realize he was in his 80s.
No. Oh, well.
You know,
late 80s one could argue.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't realize he was in his 80s.
And, yeah.
I guess we haven't seen a lot of the Chuckster in the last couple of years.
To be called that, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was very surprising.
And
I know he was in the hospital, and then you kind of heard he's going to be released, and you went, oh, okay. Oh, good for Chuck. Chuck defeated the oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, if anybody's lived an active life, it's Chuck Norris, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's the epitome. All of the memes.
Yeah.
And the jokes over the years of Chuck Norris.
And you think about the different, again, ages of people who, the eras.
Generational.
That he was just a beloved dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Cool guy.
Yeah. Just a beloved guy. And he was one of these guys who... from all accounts, you know, he never got the big head, never got the big ego, he was very nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you know what the last movie I saw him in?
What was that?
You're not gonna be happy. Dodgeball.
Yeah. No, that's not surprising.
He made his guest
appearance.
What
he did
the thumbs up.
The thumbs up. When he saved Dodgeball.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's the last film I've ever seen. And that movie came out, what, 20 years ago? Almost?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah. I don't know what he's been doing lately, but still, yeah, that was surprising.
I will forever remember Chuck Norris. I mean, obviously, he's had some great action movies. And
sure.
By the way, we've got a running topic today connected to the great Chuck Norris. We'll get to that here in a second. Walker, Texas Ranger.
A classic.
My grandparents, probably more of my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother kind of put up with it, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But my grandfather loved that TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I would go, whenever I would go over there, I think it was Saturday nights. A Saturday night. And we're going to watch Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
We're going to do it in the eyes of a stranger, you know?
I wonder, you think...
Great, great, great TV back in the day.
Do you think posthumously, do you think his TV shows, his movies are gonna soar a little? They're going to see an increase?
Oh, I think a little bit. I think a little bit. Yeah, maybe a couple of the movies.
Yeah.
You see, I think every now and then you still... Don't think you can see Walker, Texas Ranger
on one
of the channels, one of the billions of channels out there.
Yeah, I just know when these, you know, high-profile celebrities, when they pass, you know, oftentimes afterwards, their projects, their films, even their music, you know, it kind of resurfaces. And sort of the younger generation starts to get more introduced, you know, after they've passed. They're like, whoa.
But see, I think with Chuck Norris, I think the younger generation knows Chuck Norris.
Exactly. As we said before, with the internet culture.
Yeah.
With the jokes and the memes. I think that really helped, you know.
Yeah, I think
everybody
so.
Knows a Chuck Norris joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was sad news today. Let's see. I had to... Today was fun. Woke up and it was a little bit warm in the house, and I went, oh no, went and checked the thermostat of we have two air conditioning units, went and checked one of them, and not pumping out any cold air. So I had the fun job today of calling a cooling company to come out, and they said, oh, well, this part that we need is on back order. Mm-hmm. Until probably next week.
So are you going to spend several days here? A little toasty at home?
Luckily, because we're going to have a very hot weekend.
That we are.
It's going to be a very warm weekend. We still have one air conditioning unit. It's a hero right now. And so it's good to at least cool off the back portion of the house where the bedrooms are. It can get it down to decent, not bad, not where I want it, but not bad. And then we have fans and all that kind of good stuff. So we're fine. But it was one of those where I'm like, oh, good. And then I was told the price tag, and I'm like, oh, come on. Come on now. That's pricey. That's a big fix. And it's one of those prices where you go, and you're like, you know, I was told being a homeowner was supposed to be a good thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. It goes through your mind slightly of, I'll just rent. How about that? I'll just go back to renting, and everything will be just fine. Like, it was that type of price tag that they delivered to me, which and then, of course, it was here's the price tag, and we're not going to be able to get it to you until next week at some point, which I guess, hey, if it's going to die, at least it died now and not in the middle of July. I'll take it now versus middle of July. 806-680-2790. Today's running topic, greatest action heroes of all time. Who are your favorites? Your favorite action heroes of all time. I think Chuck Norris makes the list for a lot of people. Your favorite action heroes of all time in movies, television, life. Your favorite action heroes. Who are they? You can text in at 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Hi, Angie. This is your phone here in the cup holder. Pick me up.
No, I'm driving.
Oh, look, a text from Mr. Dreamy.
Hush, driving here.
I'm getting an email. Gwen is giving away free bunnies.
No, you are so pushy.
I know. I need therapy. Let's search it now.
Phone, quiet.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
Join Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter as he answers your legal questions with Shooter on the Law every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Cole is a licensed attorney in the state of Texas who addresses the hardest-hitting ongoing legal battles in the state and nationwide. From online scammers abusing legal loopholes to how you can protect yourself and your families, listen to Shooter on the Law Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Heard right here on News Talk KFYO.
When high winds and dangerous storms rock West Texas, stay ahead of the weather with the station you trust. Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO.
on the Chad Hastie Show. Eric says, if one broke, you better order two. I thought about that. The good news is that one of the air conditioning units is newer than the other. And it was a very odd failure. One where the guy came out and said, huh, I've never seen this before. Oh, well, that sounds wonderful. When he said that, I knew, oh, that means it's going to be pricey. When they never say, repairmen never go, I've never seen that before. That's going to be cheap. Like, they never say that, right? It's, oh, I've never seen that before. Well, that's not good. 806-680-2790. Your greatest action heroes, your favorite action heroes, you can text in. Let's see. Text your way in, asking a question. Just a question off topic. That's okay. It's an open line Friday. I can't run farm diesel in my pickup or a grain truck because of the road tax thing. But what about electric cars? How are they paying the road tax? That's a good question. In Texas, they have to pay. There's like an extra tax they have to pay on electric vehicles when they purchase an electric vehicle. I'm trying to think if they have to do it every year. I think they when they do registration every single year, they have to pay more. And it's supposed to cover the road tax. I don't know if it does, but they have to, I think through the registration, they have to pay more for those electric vehicles. Let's see. Jack Reacher, that's from Kendra in Lubbock. Let's see, Lone Ranger, loved it. Another texter saying, favorite action heroes, got to say Jackie Chan, Sylvester Stallone, and of course can't forget Clint Eastwood. Yeah, it's a good list. It's a good list. 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on the text line, sound off on anything you want to on this Open Line Friday. Let's see. The beautiful thing about Open Line Fridays, whatever you want to get into. Let's see. On the app chat, David weighing in on the app chat. Chad, is today another Ask Chad Friday? I guess so. We've already had one. So, yeah, I guess whatever. If you want to, you can ask Chad if you want to on the text line. That's good. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. The White House unveiling some AI plans. Trump laid out his AI policy. According to the AP, the White House on Friday said Congress should preempt state AI laws they view as too burdensome, laying out a broad framework for how it wants Congress to address concerns about artificial intelligence without curbing growth or innovation in the sector. The legislative blueprint outlines a half dozen guiding principles for lawmakers, focusing on protecting children, preventing electricity costs from surging, respecting intellectual property rights, preventing censorship, and educating Americans on using the technology. The announcement comes as state governments have forged ahead on their own regulations for AI, while civil liberties and consumer rights groups lobby for more regulations on the powerful technology. The industry and the White House have pushed back, arguing that a patchwork of rules would hurt growth. Trump signed on an executive order in December to block states from crafting their own regulations. Quote, this was in response to a growing patchwork of 50 different state regulatory regimes that threaten to stifle innovation and jeopardize America's lead in the AI race, the White House AI czar said in a social media post this week. Four states, Colorado, California, Utah, and Texas, have already passed laws that set some rules for AI across the private sector, but the White House is calling for a strong federal leadership to make sure public can trust how artificial intelligence is being used in their lives. You can't. I'm sorry. You can't do that. You can't let's just take what we already know about some of these companies out there and what they have done with your private information, your data. Look what they've done on with social media. Look what they've done to children on social media. And you're telling me that we just need to accept it? We need to be okay that these companies are going to have our best interest in mind? They don't. I'm sorry, they don't have our best interest in mind. No, I'm not saying we need to regulate them, you know, 100% and stifle technology and innovation and everything else, but we should be worried about what these companies are going to use, and even the government, okay? Even the government. We've got to be worried about what the government is going to use some of this AI information on. I'm sorry. I'm not going to trust some company out there after seeing what the companies have done with our data and the algorithms that are out there and what they have done to kids. No, I don't think so. And just to say that we can trust the companies, they're going to have our best interest in mind. No, they want to make money. They want to make money and they want to have power. I get that. I don't necessarily blame them for that. That's their job. That's their business. They're supposed to make money. But the idea that, the federal government is going to come in and be the end-all, be-all, I think we have to be very careful about that as well. I'm not a huge fan of all the different patchwork of laws. I think you do have to have a foundation. But also, guess what? If it's not in the Constitution, it is up to the states to decide. It's how it's supposed to work. Businesses have dealt with it before. Different states have different laws when it comes to alcohol. Guess what? Different states have different rules on marijuana. Vehicles. A lot of things. We'll be right back.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died. That's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. So slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from Text.
DSN headlines, Pete Arredondo, the former Uvalde ISD police chief facing child endangerment charges for his role in the failed response to the school shooting, is now suing Customs and Border Patrol. He's trying to force the 19 agents who responded to the massacre at Robb Elementary to testify in his upcoming trial. The Senate passes a bill that would end the practice of members of Congress getting preferential treatment at airports when traveling. Senator John Cornyn authored this, says Congress should go through the same hassle everybody else does, given long lines at the airport. This comes during a partial government shutdown affecting the Department of Homeland Security and TSA agents working without pay. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George has been convicted of felony money laundering. He spent about $46,500 in campaign funds for himself. Prosecutors at trial showed jurors a list of transactions that showed the judge moving money from campaign accounts to his personal accounts. He could get 2 to 10 years in prison. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel & Frankel first. Mark and Scott Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel & Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel and Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel and Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's FrenkelFirm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Record high temperatures on this Friday has occurred. Temperatures this evening will drop overnight in the mid-50s. Even that's well above average. Saturday, more than likely, another record high temperature of 97 degrees Saturday afternoon. And then again on Sunday at 97 degrees. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic's American Smashers. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts on Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, Super Microcomputer stock fell over 30% this Friday after three people linked to the company were charged with illegally shipping AI technology to China. Now, the group allegedly used fake documents and dummy servers to hide a multi-billion dollar scheme involving sensitive NVIDIA chips. In response, the company says it's placed two employees on leave and has fired a contractor, although it did say that the business itself was not named as a defendant. Despite that, though, investors remain worried that the scandal could hurt the company's reputation along with future sales. And the government shutdown remains as Senate Democrats have rejected a short-term plan to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Standoff continues as lawmakers continue to disagree over immigration reforms. TSA workers are left without a full paycheck for over a month. More than 300 officers have resigned and call-ins have spiked, causing record-breaking security lines at airports. On Wall Street, stocks were down sharply today. And that is Your Money Now.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis.
Control is everything to me.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Ted Cruz here. Tune in to KFYO every Sunday at 11 for Verdict with Ted Cruz. But stick around for Reason, Religion, and Reality at noon, followed by the best of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, right here on the News and Talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there today. Philip weighing in on greatest action heroes. Philip says, I would say Jackie Chan. That's that, yeah. Yeah. Another texture with Bruce Lee. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Paul, Chuck Norris is my favorite hero. Any man do Total Gym commercials with Christy B and not have a heart attack is the man. Let's see, another texter weighing in on favorite action heroes. That's in honor of Chuck Norris, who passed away today. In honor of Chuck Norris, who passed away. Texter says John Wayne. That's a good one. Let's see. Action hero Hawkeye in Last of the Mohicans. We have an email from, or a text from Ben Runkle, who has weighed in. It's been a while since we've heard from Ben Runkle. It seems like Ben Runkle's time has been a little tight lately, you know? Just seems. Dear Chad, thanks for the kind words about Chuck Norris. Rand Paul probably thinks he was too violent and didn't want to go through proper Texas Ranger protocol when he rounded up the bad guys. As for greatest action hero, we will go with General George Patton, U.S. Army. Need more Pattons these days, fewer Rand Pauls. I don't think Ben Runkle likes Rand Paul. Enjoy your weekend. Stay out of the part of your mansion that has AC. Must be nice to have AC options. Sincerely, Ben Runkle in Bovina. It is nice to have options. I will say that. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on any of the topics of the day. Joe in Slide, Texas says Charles Bronson was the man. Very good. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. James Tallarico has a lead in the U.S. Senate race. James Tallarico narrowly defeats both Texas Senator John Cornyn and Attorney General Ken Paxton in a general election, according to an internal campaign. Oh, that's cute. First shared with Politico, in a hypothetical general election matchup, Tallarico leads John Cornyn by 2 points, 43-41%, leads Paxton by just 1 point, 44-43%. The poll validates what some in the MAGA movement have argued is a non-significant difference when it comes to electability between Cornyn and Paxton, with the results indicating Paxton holds a slight edge. The poll of 900 likely voters conducted by Impact Research shows both Cornyn and Paxton are deeply unpopular, according to the memo. Paxton viewed favorably or unfavorably by an 18-point margin. Cornyn faces even higher negatives, facing a 33-point deficit. Both men more disliked than Senator Ted Cruz, who carries a 47% favorable to 52% unfavorable split. The polling also finds that Paxton and Cornyn are underwater among independents. Paxton sees a 32-point deficit with independent voters. Cornyn is at 42%. You know what I like to call these type of polls when a campaign releases an internal poll like this? I like to call it bull. That's what I like to call it. An internal poll. One, if you're going to have an internal poll and you're going to release it, you need a lead that is at least outside of the margin of error. If you're trying to hype up your people, you're trying to hype up the donor base out there, saying that you have a one-point lead in an internal poll, you need at least a four-point lead. Having a one-point lead means you're down. You're losing probably by 3 percentage points or more. And I will tell you this. It may be possible that there are some independents out there who are Not sure yet who they're going to vote for. They're not sure yet who they're going to vote for in the U.S. Senate race. You know, one race at a time, if you will. I don't see, again, I don't see anywhere where James Tallarico stands a chance against John Cornyn. I don't see where James Tallarico has a chance against Ken Paxton. I don't think it's going to be a one-point race. I think it's very likely going to be 7 or 8 percentage points that separate whoever the Republican nominee is from James Tallarico. And the more information that comes out about James Tallarico and the fact that his campaign, it's a weird campaign that he's already running. He's got, you know, they're coming out and trying to say that Tallarico was doing a podcast the other day, because that's all he does. He goes on some of the Democrat podcasts that are out there around the country, because, you know, he's cool. And he was asked about this is the Bulwark, which is, you know, it's the group of Republicans who are smarter than you. They never embrace Trump, but they're smarter than you. And no one really pays attention to him. Well, they had James Tallarico, and they said, let's confront this controversy. And he's like, oh yeah, yeah, let's talk. Republicans are out there saying that I allegedly am a vegan. Dude, you said it. Like, no one's making this. Either you were lying in front of a group of vegans, which, okay. If you're just doing the grift, that's fine. I respect that. I'm not gonna hold it against anyone. If you're gonna lie in front of a group of vegans, that I'm one of you, I'm not gonna. You know, that's fine. You're out there campaigning for votes in Austin. You probably have to say you're a vegan at times. But you said it. It wasn't made up. It wasn't, you know, some Republican who made up that, you know, this guy's a vegan, right? There's lots of other rumors about James Tallarico that are out there. A lot of other rumors about James Tallarico that we haven't even talked about yet. You know, if he wants to address rumors and innuendo, I guess he could. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, the issue of whether he eats meat, I guess it kind of goes along with that. But still, the issue of that this was alleged that he was a vegan, he said it himself. So either he was lying then or lying now. Whatever. But that's how he's confronting this. And he does this with every quote that comes out about him, where he is actually quoted as saying that God is non-binary. And he goes on a podcast, he's like, you know, these Republicans are making up this stuff that I allegedly said God was non-binary. You said it's right there. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Texture on their favorite action heroes of all time. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Chuck Norris, Clint Eastwood. That's a good list. It's a good list. If you're putting together like a movie list over the weekend and need actors and you're just plugging that into Netflix, you're going to have a good weekend. I don't know if your wife will have a good weekend, but you will have a good weekend. Let's see. Robert in Amarillo says Tallarico ahead in his dreams. Paxton by 10 or 12 points. Yeah, I don't know about that. Midterm election, it's going to be a smaller turnout than normal. If this was a presidential election year, I might give you that. I would be very surprised if he got 10. I just think it's going to be a lower turnout. It's going to be a little bit lower of a turnout there. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, much more to get to here on the Chad Hasty Show.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, how the conflict with Iran has become a global economic war. We'll have examples. Also, the spike in the price at the pump has led to a jump in online searches for electric vehicles. Are EVs ready for another spotlight? Plus, the handwritten apology from a six-year-old to his neighbor, and how to hire a pet nanny to escort your dog or cat on a flight. That and more on This Weekend. Saturday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
This is Shannon Bream. Join me for Fox News Sunday as we sit down with a diverse and dynamic group of guests featuring interviews with political, business, and public affairs newsmakers from the U.S. and abroad. All part of the Sunday political block from Fox News Radio. Fox News Sunday.
Every Sunday evening from 5 to 6 right here on your home for the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Need to pay off student loan debt, start saving for a big ticket item, or build funds for the future? Well, getting a side hustle is one of the best ways to reach your goal. Some jobs that can create some good extra dough include lawn care professional. You could possibly sign up as a vendor with GreenPal, a lawn care service and app which is sort of like Uber for mowing lawns. Or become a TaskRabbit and earn extra money by completing everyday earns and tasks for people in your area. Or how about trying your hand as a bookkeeper? This side gig typically pays about $30 an hour, according to FlexJobs. Or you could become an online instructor and share your knowledge with the world remotely and on your own schedule. And attention fashionistas, if you have an eye for current trends, you might be able to find a side gig as a fashion consultant for high-end shoppers. These are just a handful of side jobs, and there are many more where you can create your own schedule and snap up some additional cash. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Don't miss The Weekend with me, Michael Brown, every Saturday evening from 7 to 10 on the station bringing you the news and talk of West Texas for over 97 years. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Coming up in the next hour, about 6:05, our friends over at the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce, they'll be in studio talking to you about the upcoming Lubbock Uncorked Big Wine Festival happening here in the Hub City. Not this weekend, next weekend. That'll be taking place, and still have time to go get tickets and all that kind of good stuff for Lubbock Uncorked. We'll get you all the details about that here at around 6:05. We also have some other news to get into, issues as well coming up in the next hour. Plus, we will continue to get it in honor of the very sad news today that Chuck Norris passed away at the age of 86 years old. 86. Your favorite action heroes. Your favorite action heroes. One texter says Tom Laughlin. Let's see. Another texter. Rita, favorite action hero, Kiefer Sutherland, loved his character, Jack Bauer in 24. Very good. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let's see, another on the app chat here. Chad, when it comes to a couple of my favorite action heroes, of course, love Arnold Schwarzenegger. Jackie Chan's a favorite. But I also want to throw another one out there that maybe a lot of folks haven't thought of, Keanu Reeves. Now, I think Nick is a big fan of it, Keanu Reeves. Yeah. No, I think you put Keanu Reeves in the discussion there, as you know, I wouldn't say top 10, but you know he's in there as far as action heroes. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. On the app chat. Keith weighed in. He annoys the hell out of me, but I got to say, I love his movies. Tom Cruise. Yeah. He does a lot of his own stunts. You got to give him credit. You know, he's putting out movies. He's putting out good movies, action movies, and he's doing his own stunts. Yeah, I respect. Respect to, he is a little crazy, but a little respect as well to Tom Cruise. Absolutely. 806-680-2790. The Senate has rejected a DHS funding bill for a fifth time. Senate voted again Friday against moving ahead with a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security nearly 5 weeks after cash stopped flowing at the agency. The 47-37 vote comes as the White House has attempted to negotiate with a broader range of Senate Democrats on changes to immigration enforcement policies that they are demanding after DHS agents fatally shot two U.S. citizens in Minnesota in January. Senate Majority Leader John Thune already warning to expect the Senate to cancel its two-week recess, which would start at the end of next week. The vote comes a day after Border Czar Tom Homan met with a bipartisan group of senators, including a handful of Senate Democrats who helped negotiate the end of last year's historic shutdown. Republicans expect the White House will soon send its latest offer to Democrats for immigration enforcement changes. Democrats have vowed to oppose more DHS funding until there's an agreement in the wake of the federal agents killing two in Minnesota earlier this year. Republicans, hoping they could peel off support for some of the Democrats who met with Tom Homan or help encourage rank-and-file Democrats to pressure leadership to cut an agreement. But a person with knowledge of the meeting, granted amenity, said, there's not enough there to make anybody move. Which also means when you go to the airport, get ready for even longer TSA lines. You've got TSA agents who are calling in sick. They're not going to work. They're not getting paid. And it has made a cluster out of some of these airports out there. Like 3-hour wait times to get through TSA. That's not fun. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
From the heart of the Hub City to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO. KFYO and K236 CP Lubbock and on the KFYO app.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas. liable. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A civil jury has found Elon Musk responsible for misleading Twitter investors before purchasing the company and renaming it X.
The jury in San Francisco found Elon Musk misled investors with two posts, including one that said the deal to purchase the company was on hold. But they didn't find he intentionally schemed to defraud investors. Former Twitter shareholders had sued Musk, arguing he drove down the value of the company with comments including that he believed 20% of Twitter users were just bots. Attorneys for the shareholders said Musk intentionally tried to drive down the price as he negotiated a purchase, which he would later make for $44 billion after initially trying to back out. Musk testified at trial that he believed Twitter had far more fake and spam accounts than the 5% it had claimed to have in regulatory filings.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Even as the U.S. military moves to send more troops into the Middle East, President Trump suggesting the action in Iran may not last much longer.
President Trump announced via Truth Social that we are getting very close to meeting our objectives as we consider winding down our great military efforts in the Middle East. He also said that the job of securing the Strait of Hormuz will be countries that use it more, not the United States.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Another procedural vote that would have funded the Department of Homeland Security has failed in the Senate.
Every Democrat voted no except for Senator John Fetterman. The final tally was 47 to 37. Both sides had a bunch of absences today. But the bottom line is this five-week-long DHS shutdown will continue now.
Fox's Bill Malugin of the Capitol. Is shut down, causing major delays at airports as TSA workers have been not showing up for work. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from enforcing a policy limiting news reporters' access to the Pentagon. America's listening to Fox News.
If you've missed the Kim Komando Show, you've missed a lot.
When you get this all done, give us a call back. Which one actually worked the best? You know, I'm not a betting woman, but, you know, I am the digital goddess. So I'm going to go with the Adobe Podcast Enhance over Andrew's CapCut.
I like my job, so I'm going to agree with you.
America's digital goddess.
Kim Komando.
Kim Komando. Saturday afternoons from 2 till 4 on KFYO.
Listen to News Talk KFYO at home or at the office on your Amazon Alexa device. Just tell Alexa to play KFYO for the latest news, opinion, and weather. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO. Listen at home, in the car, in your office, or on the go.
Bill Cunningham here, The Great American. Every Sunday night with guest commentaries, phone calls, and more, we expose political obfuscation, ridiculous immigration policies, and absurd government spending that causes more problems than it solves. The Great American Experiment continues as we fight like warrior poets for the soul of this great country of ours. Be part of this action every Sunday night with The Great American, Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham, Sunday nights at 9 on News Talk KFYO, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, tonight at midnight on KFYO.
Record high temperatures on this Friday has occurred. Temperatures this evening will drop overnight in the mid-50s, even that's well above average. Saturday, more than likely, another record high temperature of 97 degrees Saturday afternoon, and then again on Sunday at 97 degrees. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic's American Smashers. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you tuning in on this Friday. Final hour of the program, getting you ready for the weekend. Here in a couple of weekends, we got a big event happening for you. We'll get to that here in just a second. You can text in. You know, we got the sad news today that the passing, of course, of an icon. passing away. Chuck Norris passed away at the age of 86 years old. Didn't think he was 86, but yeah, 86 years old, he passed away. So your running topic today, greatest action hero or your favorite action hero, you can text in, favorite action hero of all time. You can text in at 806-680-2790. If you're in the Lubbock area, we've got a great event coming up next Saturday. It's Lubbock Uncorked, big wine festival here in Lubbock. We've got two guests joining us to talk about that. We've got Allie Hayslip with the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce. Aaron Grigson joining us as well with Visit Lubbock. And the High Plains Trail, Wine Trail, joining us here in the studio. And welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell folks, we're doing this each week, but for those who may not have gone out to the wine festival before, what have they been missing if they haven't gone out to the Lubbock Uncorked?
You know, if they haven't been to Lubbock Uncorked, I think it's so fun because you get to try all of these different wines. We have 21 different wineries. And so if you're a wine fan, obviously it's for you. But also if you're not a wine fan, we have a huge beer garden. And so there's a lot of different opportunities. We also have some boutiques, some different food vendors, some jewelry. So there's just something for everybody there. So it's just a great time overall.
Yeah, and that's, each year I know y'all kind of like to do something a little bit different, add to the event. And I guess this year is some of those vendors that are going to be out there, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Trying to change it up a little bit this year.
Yeah, and then there's going to be food. I think last year, if I'm remembering right, everyone was in line for pizza last year. It was snowing, and people wanted pizza and wine, and they were all about it last year. So we'll see what the big winner is for food this year. We also have Aaron Grigson joining us. Aaron, tell folks you're with Visit Lubbock.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how you guys are involved in this.
So Visit Lubbock, we are the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we are tasked with bringing people in from out of town to come in, spend the night at our hotels, spend their money here locally, whether that's arts and culture or events or different things like that. And so really we are involved in Lubbock Uncorked as part of our High Plains Wine Trail Initiative, which is essentially just a collection of local wineries and tasting rooms across the region so that people can come to Lubbock and really experience Texas wine. Mm. Most of the wine grapes in Texas are grown here on the High Plains, and so it's kind of a fun opportunity to get to share that with visitors through the wine trail. And so we will be out at Lubbock Uncorked promoting the wine trail.
You know, I think so many people, when they come to Lubbock, maybe for the first time, they hear about cotton, obviously. They hear about cotton, hear about Texas Tech, obviously. So many people, it seems like they're surprised at how many wineries we have and how big wine is, as agriculture and everything else, just how big of a player it is here in this area.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we grow 85% of Texas wine grapes in this region. And so, Fredericksburg kind of gets the name for being sort of the wine country of Texas. But actually, a lot of those winemakers are buying grapes from the Texas High Plains. And so I always like to get to share that with people if they maybe did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, you get some of the. It's always we've done this before where we've gone to some of the wineries down in Fredericksburg, and they're doing a very good job of actually promoting. Hey, we got our grapes in this area. It's kind of cool how that happens. How can people get tickets? Are tickets still available for Lubbock Uncorked? What do they need to do if they want to go and have a fun day?
Yeah, absolutely. Tickets are still available online, $65 for general admission. That gets you 10 drink tickets. And then we also have two classes. So we have a blend your own bottle. You get to make your own special wine. So you can also get those tickets online. And then we have a build your own charcuterie board. Those tickets are also online. So we have some classes as well you can attend.
Are people going to be able to buy tickets at the door or tickets to get in? Are they going to be able to buy tickets to get in at the door, or is that something you want them to do before next Saturday?
It's better to do it before, but absolutely we will have tickets there at the door.
Okay. And then for folks, if you're walking around, so what does a ticket actually get you? Like how many taste of wine and all that kind of good stuff.
Right. It gets you 10 drink tickets. You'll have them on your wrist, and then that's what that gets you. And then the beer garden is just complimentary drinks. So those aren't, those are also not included in the wristband. Those are just kind of complimentary.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right. Very good. And it's always a good time to go out there. It looks like, and I dance again, we got a week to go until but no snow in the forecast. Looks like it's going to be nice out there. So go ahead and get those tickets. Again, you can go and get tickets online, and it's going to be a fun time as always. Ladies, thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks for having us, Chad.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. The Lubbock Uncorked Wine Festival, it's always a fun time. My wife and I have gone, I think, every single year that they've had it, and it's just a great time. Every single year, they do a great job. So if you're a fan of wine and you want to learn more just about all the different wineries across Texas, there's going to be so many different wineries to go to. You can buy bottles. And here's the cool thing, too. If you buy a bottle or two, you don't have to lug it around with you all day, all right? They're going to take care of it for you. They have like a service where they're going to hold on to the bottles, and you take them out when you leave, and it makes things makes life a little bit easier that way. When we come back, your phone calls, your texts, more news of the day as well here on the Chad Hastie Show.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is House Call for Health. An analysis from cardiologists suggests some women with slightly higher blood pressure can postpone taking medication with proactive lifestyle changes. The report published in the Annals of Internal Medicine suggests some people in their mid to late 60s with stage 1 hypertension can delay using blood pressure medication. That's if they don't have any other risk factors for heart disease and don't smoke, don't have diabetes, and are at a normal weight. However, cardiologists say it's rare for men in their 60s with high blood pressure to not have other risk factors for heart disease, meaning these new guidelines mostly pertain to women. These low-risk patients are recommended to eat fruits and vegetables, lower sodium intake, limit alcohol, and to exercise to manage blood pressure levels before turning to medication. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Favorite action hero, that's your running topic today. Gwen weighing in, kind of off the beaten path. Gina Carano, first two seasons of Mandalorian. When Disney canceled Gina, I canceled Disney. All right. Yeah, she was good in Mandalorian. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Trump says the U.S. is getting very close to meeting Iran objectives, quote, as we consider winding down. Trump said Friday the U.S. is getting very close to meeting military objectives in Iran as Washington considers scaling back its military operations in the region. quote, we're getting very close to meeting our objectives as we consider winding down our great military efforts in the Middle East with respect to the terrorist regime of Iran. The president went on to cite objectives as degrading Iranian missile capability, launches, and everything else pertaining to them, destroying the country's defense and industrial base, eliminating its Navy and Air Force, never allowing Iran to get close to a nuclear capability, as well as protecting U.S. allies in the region, including Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Kuwait. Trump went on to address the Strait of Hormuz, saying nations that use the vital shipping lane will have to guard and police it. The United States does not, if asked, we will help these countries in their efforts, but it shouldn't necessarily, once Iran's threat is eradicated. Importantly, it'll be easy military operation for them, he said. Trump's comments come as the U.S.-Israeli operation in the region enters its third week. The administration has offered mixed messaging on how long the conflict will last. Trump told reporters Friday he does not want a ceasefire with Iran. Quote, you don't do a ceasefire when you're obliterating the other side. President told MS Now on Friday he thinks the U.S. has won the war and that all Iran is doing is blocking up the Strait of Hormuz. Trump has said that he does not plan to put boots on the ground in Iran. However, the Pentagon is speeding up its deployment of more than 2,200 Marines and sailors who set off for the Middle East from San Diego on Wednesday. The deployment of ground troops might be an escalation in the conflict, during which at least 13 service members have been killed and approximately 200 have been wounded. Now, the question that is, and I think it's going to be a fair question. And by the way, I don't think Trump is giving a timeline here. He doesn't do that. And I don't think Trump is wavering. I don't think he's getting nervous about the reports out there. I don't think any of that is happening. I think he's saying, you know, we're getting ready to wind down. That can mean anything. I think the American people are going to want to know, What does a win really look like? Again, is it the Iranian regime that's currently alive, however many there are? Do they get to stay in place? Is there a new leader of Iran? What happens there? Is it allowing the people of Iran to rise up and take back their country? You know, if so, where are the people of Iran? Why haven't they risen up yet? So I think we're still a little bit, at least a little ways to go here in this war. And I think that Trump does have a bone to pick with some of these European quote-unquote allies now who are not doing anything when it comes to helping out, when it comes to the Strait of Hormuz. They're not doing anything to help the United States or be with the United States on this one. And again, they should be. They absolutely should be. The Europeans should be more involved than we are, to be quite honest with you. I mean, in their own backyard, they have seen the issues that Iran has caused. But they don't want to upset, I guess, their populations that have moved in and taken over a lot of Europe. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts. Text your way in on the app chat. Says, wasn't a big fan when Trump first launched the war against Iran, but now that we're in it, we should be in it and finish it, finish the regime, and make sure that the Islamic Republic doesn't come back in any shape or form. We've gone in, we've blown up a lot of stuff, we've done a lot of good, and Trump has handled this better than I think any other president has handled getting into the Middle East. I hope we don't put boots on the ground. But one thing that we will need to do is make sure that we have new leadership in place in Iran that is actually going to listen to the United States and listen to other nations around them. That from Craig out there. Thank you, Craig. Yeah, I think that I do think that you have to have a change in leadership and a change in direction of the nation. And I don't think it's going to be smooth. I don't think it's going to be 100% smooth at all once that change occurs. But I do think you have to have it. And I think that you're going to start seeing it. I think that I think that, you know, another pounding maybe for a week or so, the U.S. taking out strategic sites, I think you're going to see the leadership, at least those who are still alive and claim their leadership, I think you're going to see the leadership start to fall in Iran. I think obviously the White House knows more than we do about how close that is to coming and how close Iran is to actually, you know, falling apart and their leadership faltering. I think we're getting closer. And there are some signs, at least on the international front, that other countries believe that that time is getting closer as well. And that's a good thing. But I also think we need to remember that our European allies are not there with us. That, you know, this is something that they didn't have our backs on. They still haven't had our backs on. I think that you'll have some who jump in late in the game. But this should have been an all-out effort to stop this terrorist regime. And it hasn't been. It's been us and the Israelis. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. A texter. Favorite action character, Adam West is Batman. Yeah, okay. I can see that. Another texter weighs in their favorite action heroes. Chad, has anyone said Harrison Ford? Harrison Ford, I think, is a great action hero. Same with Jackie Chan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, give me Clint Eastwood and Bruce Lee. Yeah, it's a good list. Good movies, great movies. That would be out there. I had someone else who said pre-2000 Mel Gibson. that's pretty good. Another text says Sean Connery. Okay, I'll give you Sean Connery. Yeah. I'll give you Sean Connery. That's a good one. 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on any of the topics that we've gotten to today. Poll also shows Paxton beating Cornyn in Texas if Trump does not endorse. That's not surprising. President Trump's reluctance to endorse a candidate in the Texas Senate Republican primary race could prove perilous for John Cornyn's bid in an upcoming runoff between the sitting senator and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. A new Change Research poll found 42% of Texas likely voters said they support Paxton compared to 39% for John Cornyn. If Trump endorses Cornyn, the poll indicates that some of these voters would swing to support the incumbent, found that he would have a 3-point advantage over Ken Paxton if such a situation were to arise. A Trump endorsement for Paxton would also change the race. If Trump were to endorse Paxton, 50% of voters said they would vote for the attorney general, with only 40% saying they would back John Cornyn. So, again, I think the I think the Trump endorsement would matter a little bit. If he endorsed Ken Paxton, I think it's game over. If Trump were to endorse Ken Paxton, I think it's game over at that point. But if he comes out in favor of Cornyn, I wouldn't say game over just yet. Because I don't believe there are that many people who are supporting Ken Paxton who would say, well, okay, if Trump really wants me to, I'll go and vote for Cornyn. I don't think that's a big number of people. Maybe independents out there, maybe some people who are on the fence on who they'll vote for. But I don't see a lot of Paxton folks just going, well, if Trump wants me to vote for John Cornyn, I guess I'll do it. Same kind of with Cornyn. I don't see a lot of Cornyn folks who just go, well, you know, Trump wants me to go and vote for Paxton. I guess I will. I think Texans are a little bit more dug in than that. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. Slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. And take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
Uvalde School District Police Chief charged with child endangerment in the failed response to the school shooting at Robb Elementary is now suing Customs and Border Protection. Pete Arredondo wants the Border Patrol agents who responded to the school shooting at Robb Elementary to testify in his trial. He's accused as incident commander of failing to breach the classroom and delaying the law enforcement response. 19 students and two teachers were killed. Senator John Cornyn pushing through legislation that would end a long practice of members of Congress getting special treatment at the airport. Cornyn says Congress should not be allowed to skip long lines that everybody else is dealing with. This comes while there have been bipartisan talks to end a partial shutdown of DHS infecting TSA agents. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George is convicted of felony money laundering. He spent $46,000 plus in campaign funds for himself. Prosecutors at trial showed jurors a list of transactions that showed George moving money from campaign accounts to his personal accounts. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel & Frankel first. Mark and Scott Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel & Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel & Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel & Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's FrenkelFirm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Record high temperatures on this Friday has occurred. Temperatures this evening will drop overnight in the mid-50s. Even that's well above average. Saturday, more than likely, another record high temperature of 97 degrees Saturday afternoon. And then again on Sunday at 97 degrees. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic's American Smashers. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts on Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYU.
Tune in to Shooter on the Law with Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Have questions about future estate planning that benefits the entire family? How about the ongoing struggle with scammers dealing with cryptocurrency? Find the answers to all your legal questions from a licensed attorney in the state of Texas with Cole Shooter and Shooter on the Law, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Fox on Tech.
Meta says the answer to combating AI abuse is to use more AI. Mark Zuckerberg's Meta, the company behind Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, and Threads, is debuting new artificially intelligent tools to help the platform's users in all sorts of ways. Their new Meta AI support, for instance, will give users an easier way to get platform-specific help, even if it is just to reset passwords. But now also comes AI-powered content enforcement that aims to root out, well, AI. In an age when artificial intelligence is used to create painfully real but fake photos or images, some of which can be offensive, personally or professionally damaging, or even socially and politically manipulative, Meta's been relying on third-party help to identify and mark such content as potentially fake. While the work to better deploy AI in detecting and sanctioning deep fakery could still be years away, Meta is now turning its attention to it. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
The news and talk of West Texas, News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
From the Panhandle to the South Plains to the Big Country, it's the Chad Hasty Show.
Back on the Chad HD Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Asking you your favorite action hero. Let's see. Texas' Gene Hackman, Harrison Ford, Stallone, Schwarzenegger. Too many to list. Of course, the one and only Texas Ranger, Chuck Norris. The man was a straight-up legend. One of my favorite actors by far. 806-680-2790. Del Robertson, a special agent, Jim Hardy in the Tales of Wells Fargo. You can weigh in, sound off on any of the topics of the day. This out of the Lubbock AJ. Tom Sell, Abraham Enriquez, certified as Texas US 19 GOP primary runoff candidates. Nearly 2 weeks after the March primaries, West Texas voters have an answer who will face each other in the Republican 19th Congressional District primary runoff election. On Friday afternoon, the Texas Secretary of State released the official election results after local and state officials canvassed and certified the results for Texas 19 voters. It means Tom Sell and Abraham Enriquez will face off in a runoff election on May 26th to become the Republican nominee for the general election in November. Tom Sell ended up with about 40.42% of the vote. Abraham Enriquez, 18.76%. Matt Smith at 18.51%. I wonder if these are the updated numbers, because this seems pretty close to what the election night numbers were. Anyway, it'll be Abraham Enriquez and Tom Sell in the runoff. The winner of the primary will face Democrat nominee Kyle Rabel of Lubbock. It'll be a safe Republican seat. We know that. So those two will be off and running. I believe we'll talk to Tom Sell next week here on the program as we get back into a little bit of campaign mode. Not fully yet, but a little bit as we dip into the primary. That'll be good. 806-680-2790. Rick in Lubbock says it's the Duke and always will be. John Wayne forever. We get a double dip from Ben Runkle. This is rare. I don't know if this has ever happened before where we get two texts from Ben Runkle. Dear Chad Bonus, great action hero. Hillary Clinton, capable of anything, never caught. Enjoy your AC. That from Ben Runkle. It's true. At that, I mean, it's a very good point. Never had to having to face consequences. I mean, that's not bad. I mean, if you were to make a movie about Hillary Clinton, you'd go, no. They got away with all that? There's no way. But yeah. That's a good point. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. This is out of the Washington Post. 8 Gen Z habits that are baffling. It, the headline goes on to say, let us Zoomers explain. Gen Z's strained relationships with greetings. As technology has made it easier to talk to anyone, communication has become increasingly blunt. For better or worse, phone calls a thing of the past, mostly helpful for talking to family members who struggle with texting. Otherwise, a random call signals a problem. Those surprise calls necessary for when something is so important arrives that a text cannot be sent. When your pocket starts buzzing, there's one burning question. What happened? What's the issue? The answer, often nothing, but that moment of panic brings up many possibilities. Is someone in the hospital? Did I forget about plans? Am I getting fired? The natural response is to cut to the chase. Hellos are replaced with a direct, occasionally curt tone and no-nonsense response. Those framed social cues are replaced, even text, with something more immediate. It might seem rude, but today it's just the pace of information. Nick, you're nodding your head dramatically over there.
It's because I dramatically agree.
Really?
Any time my phone is ringing, I immediately think, okay, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Someone's calling me. It's either a work emergency or it's a family emergency. Every single time I get a call from my mom, I'm immediately like, someone's in the hospital.
You answer it, who's dead?
That's exactly, yeah.
Who died?
That is my first. If it even goes so far, obviously my wife and I mean, I call her every day, but if I get like an unprompted call from her,
yeah.
If it's just like sometime in like the late afternoon,
yeah.
Or like around lunchtime and I get a call from her, again, it's like, oh, something happened. Something's, the dog's in the hospital, something's going on, I don't know, the house is on fire.
It's funny because I'm at that where I'm an old millennial. Like I'm straddling that millennial versus whatever was before the millennial.
You and I are on the complete opposite.
Yes.
So I'm on the cusp of Gen Z millennial. You're at the opposite end of millennial and what? X? Gen X?
I guess maybe Gen X. Guess, yeah.
Yeah.
And I never felt like a millennial.
Sure.
And so, you know, it's one of those where I kind of feel both ways about it, where if I get a phone call, I'm okay with it. Usually I hate it now just because I know it's spam. Sure. And so I hate that part of it.
Yeah.
But if someone were to call me, you know, like one of our coworkers were to call me up here, my first thought is not something's broken. It's, oh, well, what's going on? What do we need? You know,
but like how often do our coworkers just randomly call you though?
Not often.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I don't get like, ooh. No. Now if it is something where, if like let's say my mom or dad, or I'll put it this, if my mom calls me, at noon.
Sure.
On a Monday. No problem. Mm-hmm. If my dad calls me noon on a Monday, okay. If they're calling me at 9 o'clock.
Well, yeah.
You know? Sure. Or even, I would say anytime past 5 p.m. Because right. I've had this happen where I answer the phone and my dad's like, everything's fine. Okay.
You got a preface.
Yeah, everything's start fine. I'm like, all yeah. right.
No emergencies.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, timing does have, yeah, that has a huge.
That's a big one.
Huge effect, yeah. Yeah.
Gen Z's addiction to headphones. Keys, check, wallet, check, phone. Yes, headphones, they're already in. If you spot one of us on the subway or grocery store, even in the office, chances are we're listening to something. Going to find AirPods a lot at work. I usually have one in listening to podcasts. Makes time go faster, said Henry Hayburn, 21, in a voice note to the Post. To some, it's a bad habit, even disrespectful. To others, it's a mild cause for concern, an excuse to avoid social interaction. What do we think? Hayburn wonders whether Gen Zers' acclimation to information-heavy and highly stimulating environments might explain why headphones are so ubiquitous. We're exposed to so much content these days, it feels weird to have a deficit. I see the headphones everywhere. I see headphones all over, and I have been, for years now, I've been trying to figure out, is it kids just wanting to ignore the outside world? Is it, and I I've seen some study where I guess kids who may be autistic sometimes, they will wear headphones to block, especially noise-canceling headphones. They'll block out noise, you know, they'll block out the noise. So that part I get. But then I'll go through like a drive-through or I'll go, and someone has an earbud while they're working. And I look at it and I go, when I was an employee of whatever restaurant when I was in high school, there's no way in hell that my manager would be like, yeah, that's cool. You can leave a headphone or we didn't have them, but you can leave an AirPod in. Go ahead. Like, there's no way that would be allowed. Another one, Gen Zers apparently have a fear of uppercase letters. Yeah. There was a moment in school when our generation made the conscious decision to switch from auto capitalization to lowercase letters strictly. They blame this on texting. They say that peers shunned uppercase letters because texting is known to be an informal act of communication, and auto caps are the furthest thing from that. You were using lowercase letters, quote, gives it more of a laid-back tone. I feel like there's something very approachable about it. Still, for many, a shift is in the works. I've recently thought about switching back to actual capitalization after graduating college. And when I progress into adulthood, I'll have to adapt to that texting style to make sure that it's not seen as childish. 806-680-2790. When we come back, the other things that Gen Zers are addicted to, I guess. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Heads up, Texas.
So you don't hit my car when I'm sitting at a stoplight.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can ride my bike safely.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can make it across the street without getting run over.
Heads up, Texas.
So I don't have to write you a ticket.
Heads up, Texas. Because driving and using your phone is a bad combination. Talk, text, crash. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Ted Cruz here. Tune in to KFYO every Sunday at 11 for Verdict with Ted Cruz. But stick around for Reason, Religion, and Reality at noon, followed by the best of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, right here on the News and Talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Let's see. Gen Z, apparently they have an aversion to bar tabs. The Gen Z generation not only drinking less than those who came before, but also notorious for being the annoying people who close a tab after one drink, knowing there's a chance they could reopen it later. And yes, probably just for more, just for one more drink. Maybe it's a sign of the lack of commitment, or maybe they just lack the money to care about proper etiquette at a bar. Either way, the aversion to bar tabs surely can be spotted from a mile away due to the age of the Gen Zer. Gen Z's reluctance to learn how to drive starts about. Brianna Schmitz didn't want, it wasn't just that she didn't want to learn how to drive. Too many things stood in her way, including access to a practice vehicle. I know a lot of people are like, oh, you don't have your license. That sucks. Nowadays, there's so many reasons why somebody won it. I don't even think twice about it. Zoomers getting their driver's licenses far lower rates than previous generations, and the reasons include such things as environmental concerns, really. The popularity of Uber and other ride-booking companies. For Schmidt, learning to drive was a major source of anxiety. It subsided once she arrived at Michigan State University and became acquainted with the public transportation system, further delaying the need to get a license. The open road has long appealed to overexcited teenagers, but Schmidt says that teenagers are now in a different era because of advancements in technology and communication. We have so much to do in just our own home or with our friends. We don't feel the need to be like, oh, I need to have a car so I can go wherever I want. Yeah, that one still surprises me. I don't know. I mean, I get it as far as, I guess if you're living in a Chicago or you're living in New York and you got subways and public transportation all over the place. But still, this applies to so many young people who they don't want to drive. And it's kind of weird to me. And I've seen a lot of this in recent articles about younger people being overstimulated. Nick, have you heard that? Have you seen the overstimulated? Like, that sounds like it's a new thing where younger people are overly stimulated with the environment. And from what I've been able to tell, is that you'll have some people who just, again, it's called life, dealing with life, and they can't handle it, where there's just too much going on. They're overstimulated in their own homes, and so they have a freak out about being overstimulated. And I guess that's why you have so many kids running around with headphones on. Let's see. Rick, my favorite Gen Z neurosis is that they get menu anxiety because they can't make a decision. Yeah. I don't know. It's the overstimulation. That's something to look out for. Because they just can't handle it. They can't handle a day. Too much stuff is going on around them. Just wait until they get to the real world. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy time with family and friends, those who really matter. It's going to be very warm. in West Texas. Very, 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 very warm. Be careful out there. It's like 100 degrees on Saturday. Oh, way too early for that. Follow me on social media at Chad Hasty Radio. Enjoy your weekend. Spend time with family and friends, those who matter. Spend time in prayer as well. It's a good thing to do. God bless you all. We'll see you back here Monday at 5.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.